This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 27th of May. Northamptonshire beat Warwickshire by 36 runs in the Yorkshire Bank 40. None of their batsmen passed 50, but they were still able to make a competitive 229-9 at the county ground. The Bears then lost 3 early wickets in their run chase and never properly recovered, in spite of 65 from Ricky Clark. Stephen Crook ended with the figures of 5-36, as they were all out for 193. Kent trounced the Netherlands by 8 wickets at Tunbridge Wells. The Dutch posted a seemingly respectable 249-5, thanks to half centuries from Wesley Baresi, Tom Cooper and Don Michael, but the hosts ease home inside 36 overs. Rob Key ended not out on 144 for 121 balls, and 115 with opener Sam Northeast, and 89 with Brendan Nash. Half centuries from Paul Collingwood and Gordon Mutchell helped Durham to victory in Group B against Derbyshire. Derbyshire were set a revised target after rain during the breaking innings, but more rain came when they were on 70 for 3 after 16 overs, and Durham were declared the winners by 43 runs in the Duckworth Lewis method. The home side had earlier overcome the loss of both their openers inside the power play to post 273 for 6 from their 40 overs. Collingwood shared stands of 56 with Scott Borthwick and 73 with Ben Stokes on his way to 79, while Mutchell added late impetus with an unbeaten 57 with only 34 balls. Vikram Solanke hit an unbeaten 100 as Surrey overcame the spirited Scotland by 14 runs in Edinburgh. Solanke built on a knock of 54 from Stephen Davies as Surrey posted 237 for 5. John Lewis, Chris Trevlett and Gary Keeney then each took a brace of wickets as the Saltires were held to 223 for 8 in their run chase. In Group C, David Malan hit 96 and Adam Rossington 79 not out as Middlesex comfortably overhauled Yorkshire's 236 for 8 at Radlett. The home side recovered from losing Paul Sterling's second ball to Ian Wardlaw, thanks to a fourth-wicket partnership of 135 between Malan and Rossington. Malan fell narrowly short of his century, but the win was sealed soon afterwards with 26 balls to spare. Phil Jakes' 81 had earlier anchored Yorkshire's innings, after they'd been derailed by a Toby Rowland Jones double strike. Rowland Jones, though, kept chipping away, ending with 4 for 44, while there were 3 wickets for James Harris, as the visitors finished with a subpar score. And there was a second match-winning century in as many days for Leicestershire skipper Josh Cobb. This one came in arguably less trying circumstances against the Unicorns, after Leicestershire bowlers had again conceded too many runs. Cobb ended not out on 128, with Shiv Thakur again demonstrating his class by joining him in an unbroken stand of 136, as he finished on 64. Anthony Ireland and Rob Taylor had earlier shared 5 wickets, as the Unicorns made a promising 253 for 8, thanks to 50s from Tom Lansfield and Gary Park.